from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. The search for Lion Air JT610 victims has been stopped. The National Search and Rescue Agency believes no more bodies of victims of crash Lion Air flight will be found. West Nusa Tenggara province invites ambassadors to invest in the province. Bandung is most prepared as creative hub, according to President Joko Widodo. Now the news in detail. The National Search and Rescue Agency has stopped searching for bodies of victims of crash Lion Air flight JT610 in West Java's Tanjung Karawang waters. Basarnas or the agency chief Muhammad Syawgi in a press conference in Jakarta on Saturday said the concentrated search operation was closed today. However, the search and rescue offices in Jakarta and Bandung will remain on standby around the clock. The agency offices in Jakarta and Bandung are ready to work if they receive information on the finding of the victims. He said that the joint search and rescue team had made maximum efforts for 13 days, adding that it decided to stop the search operation after evaluating it. By Saturday, the joint search and rescue team has collected 196 body bags. According to the flight manifest, the Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX plane carried 189 people, including crew members. Spokesman for the Indonesian Police Senior Commissioner Sulistyo Pujo Hartono stated on Thursday, the police have identified 51 victims of the Lion Air JT610 plane 11 days after the aircraft crashed into the waters. He said the number of body bags was not indicative to the number of bodies found by the search and rescue team, as each bag might contain body parts of different victims. Meanwhile, the National Search and Rescue Agency believes no more bodies of victims of crash Lion Air flight JT610 will be found. The agency operation director Bambang Suryo Aji said on Saturday the basis for which the search operation was stopped because in the last evaluation the joint search and rescue team found no more bodies. The last search operation was narrowed to a 250 meter radius after the search and rescue team no longer found bodies of victims and debris of the crash plane outside the radius. During their 13 days of search and operation, the search and rescue team had collected bodies of the plane crash victims in 196 bags. West Nusa Tenggara Governor Zulkifli Mansyah has invited ambassadors from several friendly countries to invest in the province. One of the investment opportunities offered by the governor is the Mandalika Special Economic Zone in Central Lombok District, as he believes Mandalika is not only a project for Indonesia, but also for the world. Governor Zulkifli Mansyah conveyed the invitation of at the gala dinner with several ambassadors of friendly countries at the West Nusa Tenggara Governor Hall on Friday night. Attendees at the gala dinner comprised Austrian Ambassador Helen Steinhausel, Azerbaijan Ambassador Tamerlan Garayev, Serbian Ambassador Slobodan Marinkovic, Thai Ambassador Songpol Sukchan, Vietnamese Ambassador Pham Vinh Quang, and several other diplomats. The governor remarks that the province had several interesting areas of potential to be developed and invested in, one of them being the Mandalika Special Economic Zone in Kuta Village, Central Lombok. Zulkifli Mansyah explained that currently the provincial government had provided various facilities, including several forms of infrastructures such as roads to support investors. To this end, he expressed hope that the presence of the ambassadors at the gala dinner would give out a strong message that West Nusa Tenggara had begun to recover after a devastating earthquake that hit some time ago. Presidential candidate number one Joko Widodo, who is also incumbent president of Indonesia, said that the city of Bandung is most prepared as a creative hub. During his opening address at the Bandung Creative City Forum in Bandung Saturday evening, the president said that Indonesia has everything, including content creator and creativity. It is very open and can respond to global changes very well, ensuring that Indonesia does not get left out. President Joko Widodo believed that in order to further promote creativity, there need to be a good ecosystem for good development. He explained that the government is also playing its role by carrying out continuous improvement and simplify regulations that could potentially halt development in both the creative industry and digital economy. He said that the world is undergoing rapid changes as it enters the 4.0 industry era. Development of science, information technology, and the digital continue to emerge. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo carried out an open discussion with a number of artists, startup developers, and digital economy actors in the Bandung Creative City Forum. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of National Development Planning, Head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, invites all Indonesian people to work together with the government to realize the Indonesian Vision 2045. One of the targets is more equitable and comprehensive development in Indonesia. He said the government cannot work alone, requiring the support of all parties and community elements to realize the Indonesian Vision 2045. Bambang, in the Vision Indonesia 2045 event at the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore, as an official statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, explained that the Indonesian government is currently working hard to create Indonesia, which is superior cultured and master of science and technology. Quality human resources will encourage the economy of this country to grow progressively and sustainably. Thus, development in Indonesia is increasingly equitable and inclusive, and Indonesia can become an increasingly democratic, strong, and clean country. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno called on the country's young generation to nurture millennial spirit for the nation through various measures such as the establishment of millennial organizations at state-owned enterprises, she said in an event attended by thousands of state-owned enterprises millennials in Surabaya, East Java, Saturday evening, that the aim is that all state-owned enterprises can have associations of millennials as a platform to exchange thoughts, ideas, and innovations to be proposed to the board of directors. She encouraged all state-owned enterprises directors to adopt the thought process of millennials when thinking about competitiveness in the future. The minister hoped that the young generation, through their associations they formed, would have the courage to convey creative and innovative ideas. That way, she stressed, the millennial generation is not only thinking of itself, but also about the future of Indonesia. Additionally, she also encouraged the young generation of the state-owned enterprises to pay attention to the surrounding community. She hoped people to not only aim at advancing state-owned enterprises, but also to be able to help each other and be alongside of the people who need help, which is the millennial spirit of the state-owned enterprises for the country. Last item, Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo urged students to participate in increasing the political participation of the community, especially using their political rights in the next year's general election. Republika Online reported the General Election Commission targets community participation in the 2019 Democracy Party or elections to reach 78%. Cahyo Kumolo was speaking at Jimbaran Campus in Udayana University, Bali on Saturday in a national seminar on political science, which themed the sovereignty of the people in Indonesia, the role of the supremacy of law and public accountability. Minister Cahyo Kumolo said that one of the tasks of the Ministry of Home Affairs is to maintain regional stability. According to him, an area can be said to be successful if its economic growth increases, the rate of poverty and unemployment is suppressed, and stability is maintained. College is another element that is expected to contribute to development. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The search for Lion Air JT610 victims has been stopped. West Nusa Tenggara invites ambassadors to invest in the province. Bandung is most prepared for creative hub, according to President Joko Widodo. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on government focuses on medals potential sport branch at the Tokyo Olympics. Indonesia is preparing for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Deputy 4 for Achievement and Improvement of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Mulyana, said only 96 match numbers were accommodated. He said that currently, the ministry is no longer focusing on the sport branches being sent, but on the number of matches that have the potential to qualify for the Olympics. Mulyana on Thursday in Jakarta said that currently the fund for national training is 500 million rupiahs for 2019. Of course, the first focus is to qualify for the 2020 Olympic Games and then prepare for the 2019 SEA Games. According to Mulyana, what important is to optimize with the existing budget. So targets are met by making the program linear in the sense that the preparation of the SEA Games goes straight with Olympic qualifications. He said that currently the ministry has data on 80 until 96 match numbers that can be pushed for qualification and the SEA Games. With the number, he hopes that 30 match numbers can qualify for the Olympics. At present, some of the sports that are the mainstay of Indonesia to win gold at the Olympics are badminton and weightlifting, but there is a possibility that will increase seeing the achievement of the Indonesian athletes at the recent Asian Games 2018. Mulyana said in his team calculation there would be only 96 match numbers of 10 to 12 sports that could potentially qualify for Olympics. Meanwhile, the recent achievement of the gold medal at the World Weightlifting Championship in Turkmenistan and weightlifting in Sweden has provided a positive impact on Indonesian sport coaching. The government is committed to guarding long-term national training so that the success will also bring a domino effect to other sports. Regarding success in the weightlifting branch, Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi reminded that the National Training Center for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics continues. He added
that President Joko Widodo appreciated the success of Indonesian athletes and would continue to support Olympics sports in preparation for Tokyo 2020. One of his concerns was that the National Training Center not only conducted for a short term only, but also in the long term. That was my Indonesia Today.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with November the 11th, 1946, Linggarjati negotiations begin. The Linggarjati negotiation was a negotiation between Indonesia and the Netherlands in Linggarjati, West Java, which resulted in an agreement regarding the status of Indonesian independence. The results of these negotiations were signed at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on November 15, 1946, and were legally signed by the two countries on March 25, 1947. On October 7, 1946, the Indonesian-Dutch negotiations were held at the British Consulate led by Lord Killian. These negotiations resulted in a ceasefire agreement on October the 14th and paved the way for negotiations at Linggarjati, which began on November 11, 1946. They resulted in 17 articles which included the Netherlands recognized de facto and the territory of the Republic of Indonesia, namely Java, Sumatra, and Madura. The Netherlands should leave the territory of the Republic of Indonesia no later than January 1, 1949. The Netherlands and Indonesia agreed to form a RIS country then. Turning to November 11, 2000, Kaprun disaster. Kaprun disaster is a fire that occurred on a train in a tunnel in Kaprun, Austria, on November 11, 2000. This fire killed 155 people. Most of the victims were skiers on their way to the Kristinehorn Glacier. 161 passengers and one conductor boarded a rope-driven train for morning trips to the slopes. Electric heaters in the cabin at the lower end of the train caught fire due to a design error that caused the unit to overheat. I'll conclude with November 11, 2011. The 2011 Southeast Asian Games are opened. The 2011 Southeast Asian Games are the Southeast Asian sports event held for 12 days in Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia, on November 11 until 22, 2011. Jakarta had held SEA Games three times before, namely in 1979, 1987, and 1997. The general champions of the 26th Southeast Asian Games 2011 was the host country, Indonesia. Palembang itself was chosen to be the main host of the SEA Games, considering it as the most vibrant city, along with the readiness of its sports arena facilities. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on Global Health Security Agenda Agrees to the Bali Declaration. Countries which are members of the 5th Global Health Security Agenda, or GHSA, agree on the Bali Declaration. It contains the commitment of all member countries to strengthen cooperation and addressing global health threats, including strengthening the One Health approach to environmental health, animals and humans, to prevent transmission of infectious diseases. Indonesian Minister of Health Nila Muluk after the closing of the 5th GHSA ministerial meeting at the Nusa Dua Convention Center Bali on Wednesday said the two-day meeting resulted in the 2024 GHSA framework, which was a continuation of the 4th GHSA ministerial meeting agreement in Uganda. She said there were 11 action packages initiated. One of them is related to antibiotic resistance in humans. In this regard, there must be an effort to reduce the use of antibiotic in animals on farms. She said, if you eat animal meat that is injected with antibiotic every day, then you will become resistant to bacteria. If people is resistant, no more antibiotic can treat it. Separately, the Secretary General of the Italian Ministry of Health, who is the chair of the GHSA Steering Council, Giuseppe Rocco, said that one of the challenges faced by countries in strengthening their capacity to deal with infectious diseases is funding problems and uneven access to health. This funding problem is mainly to access new types of drugs that are more expensive. There are a lot of discussions at the international level regarding this, one of the options being a reduction in prices. There is also a discussion about the protection of rights for producers that must be balanced with needs. This year, the GHSA was attended by more than 600 participants from 43 member countries, international organizations, and representatives of ministries or institutions. The meeting is the highest level annual agenda in the GHSA. The Indonesian Minister of Health Nila Muluk said in GHSA 2024, Indonesia will continue to take an active role by becoming a permanent member of the steering group, becoming the leading country for the Zoonotic Disease Action Package, and contributing country to antimicrobial resistance, biosafety and biosecurity action packages, and real-time surveillance. Indonesia also offers to be the host country of the Global Health Security Agenda Secretariat, which will assist administration and communication in GHSA 2024. Well, that was this week's highlights over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news in brief. The National Search and Rescue Agency has stopped searching for bodies of victims of crash Lion Air flight JT610 in West Java's Tanjung Karawang waters. The National Search and Rescue Agency believes no more bodies of victims of crash Lion Air flight JT610 will be found. West Nusa Tenggara Governor Zulkifli Mansyah has invited ambassadors from several friendly countries to invest in the province. Presidential candidate number one Joko Widodo, who is also incumbent president of Indonesia, said that the city of Bandung is most prepared as a creative hub. Minister of National Development Planning, head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, invites all Indonesian people to work together with the government to realize the Indonesian Vision 2045. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Rini Sumarno, called on the country's young generation to nurture millennial spirit for the nation through various measures such as the establishment of the millennial organizations at state-owned enterprises. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo urged students to participate in increasing the political participation of the community, especially using their political rights in the next year's general election. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service with Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I'll invite you to North Sulawesi to enjoy the beauty of Lihaga Island in North Minahasa. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequency 3325 kHz or at www.voinews.id or through the RRI Play application. North Sulawesi is indeed known as a maritime paradise, and Lihaga Island is one of the tourist attractions in North Minahasa, which unfortunately is not often visited by tourists. Administratively, the island, which has an area of approximately 8 hectares, is located in Likupang Sub-District, North Minahasa Regency. To reach Likupang or Serai Port from Manado City takes about 90 minutes by car. After arriving at Likupang, you will still have to take another trip for about 40 minutes using a local fishing boat that is usually used to bring tourists to the island of Lihaga at a fee of around 800,000 rupiah for 20 passengers. To reach Lihaga Island, it takes a rather long time, but you don't have to worry because the journey will not be in vain. When you arrive on the uninhabited island of Lihaga, you will be greeted by a stretch of fine white sand surrounded by blue ocean. Before arriving on the island of Lihaga, you will be treated to a wonderful view of a small island surrounded by white sand and so beautiful water gradations. Before going down on the island of Lihaga, you can negotiate with the boat owner to circle Lihaga Island first. You will see the other side of Lihaga Island. The seaside is dominated by a stretch of coral and white sand with a beautiful view, an enchanting landscape that is rarely found in other tourist attractions. Some say the underwater scenery of Lihaga Island is as beautiful as the Bunaken Marine Park, which is also located in the famous North Sulawesi province. On Lihaga Island, you can enjoy underwater views by snorkeling. Although the island is not inhabited, there is no need to worry because there are facilities such as toilets and changing rooms available on the island. You can even stay on the island free of charge, but of course, you have to bring your own equipment such as tents and cooking utensils because there are no restaurants or convenience stores that sell food on the island of Lihaga. Due to its amazing natural beauty, Lihaga Island has also become one of the photographer's favorite location. Therefore, don't be surprised when you are on the island, there are many photography lovers walking around looking for a spot to capture the beauty of this uninhabited island. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Lihaga Island, an interesting tourist spot in North Minahasa or North Sulawesi. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topics.
For still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, technology, and environment, also lifestyle, this edition prevents the topic of Eco Fashion Week Indonesia. Stay tuned in to Voice of Indonesia through streaming audio at www.voinews.id or the RRI Play application. For the first time, Eco Fashion Week Indonesia will be held in Indonesia from November the 13th to December the 2nd, 2018 at the Stovia Building, Jakarta. This event is organized by the Directorate General for the Development of Disadvantaged Areas, the Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Areas and Transmigration in collaboration with renowned Indonesian designers. Director General of the Ministry, Samsul Widodo, through a press release received by Antara in Jakarta some time ago, stated that this is a visualization of an environmentally friendly fashion concept by elevating Indonesian native culture in textile manufacturing. According to Samsul, the Eco Fashion Week Indonesia is held to enrich community fashion references with ethnical works made directly by people in disadvantaged areas such as Alor Thai Weaving and Roten Daur Thai Weaving. This event is a manifestation of the development approach in underdeveloped regions as a whole, namely touching the aspects of art and culture for development. Appreciation of local art and culture from disadvantaged areas will make weavers feel their work is appreciated and valued very well. It will also be a motivation to continue to preserve local culture through the weaving. A total of 30 national and international designers involved will apply renewable concepts by upcycling, recycling, or using organic and natural ingredients that leave no carbon footprint. Meanwhile, Merdisi Hombing explained, Eco Fashion Week Indonesia is a milestone in the long journey that Indonesia needs to take in implementing the slow fashion concept. The concept displays environmentally friendly artwork. The utilization of local potential combined with natural coloring that is environmentally friendly is believed to be able to produce high artistic value. According to him, the making of traditional fabrics and clothing that are passed down from generation to generation will be combined with natural coloring techniques. The technique is carried out by utilizing local raw materials such as the recycling of seaweed waste in Rote Ika textile, natural dyes, and recycling of squid waste and sea cucumber into natural alor textile dyes. Merdi added that the application of the slow fashion concept is also an effort to preserve the cultural heritage of Indonesian textiles and open employment opportunities in areas that will ultimately improve the regional economy. He believes Eco Fashion Week Indonesia will open the eyes of the people of Indonesia and the world to the riches of Indonesian culture and the enormous potential to become a country with the largest low fashion industry in the world. In addition, Eco Fashion Week Indonesia also aims to enrich the public fashion reference through ethical works made directly by people in disadvantaged areas such as Alor Ikat Weaving and Roten Daur Thai Weaving. Eco Fashion Week Indonesia is the first and largest fashion movement in Indonesia held to celebrate the grace of earth and humans and to protect and save the earth. Eco Fashion Week Indonesia was held for the first time in 2018. The movement was founded by three founders, namely Merdisi Hombing, Mira Surario, and Rita M. Darwis. Thank you. Well, that was Miss Leni. Today we'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Leni on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dieter Leopold in Germany. He sent an email to German section. He was complained because he could not hear our broadcast in German program when he was in Western Australia. Mr. Dieter Leopold said that there was no signal, but he could listen to the German program from 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC in the internet live streaming. He also commented about the three winners of the VOI International Quiz 2018, where they were invited to see Natural Park in West Java Province. He said that it was interesting experience for them. Hello Mr. Dieter Leopold, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. For your complaint, we will deliver to our technical division why there is no signal in Western Australia. But we really appreciate your efforts to still hear our broadcast through internet live streaming. Therefore, special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Well, Mr. Dieter Leopold, please keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your report.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty. You're the beauty, beauty is you, and the beauty is you, and the beauty is you, beauty is you, you, oh yeah. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Listener, now we will reply an email from Jose Amador Hidalgo in Argentina. In his email, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo told that he was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program on September 15, 2018 through a shortwave receiver and also application through his mobile phone. Hello, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo. Thank you very much for your time to listen to our broadcast. Through mobile phone, our broadcast can be heard anytime and anywhere. Hopefully, you will be satisfied. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we will continue to reply an email from Omar Lasas in Algeria. This email was addressed to Voice of Indonesia and especially to the French service team. In his email, he congratulated the entire Edited World Service team on the occasion of the celebration of the 73rd anniversary of the broadcast of his first broadcasts abroad. All his warmest wishes and most sincere, and he wishes us a lot of success and prosperity, and a big thank you to the entire Edited World team service to the efforts made for many years. Hello, Mr. Omar Lasas. Thank you for your prayer on our broadcast. We wish the same prayer also will happen to you. Well, Mr. Omar Lasas, please keep listening to our broadcast. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad, also in Algeria. In his email, he said that he will remain faithful to listen to Voice of Indonesia broadcast. Hello, Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad. Thank you very much for your willingness to be our regular listener. We hope you always listen to our broadcast every day and send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2100 hours West Indonesia time or 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. and this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and then choose RRI Net 720 pixel. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Sofie Tiarela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu ku temukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu ku temukan cinta sejatiku. Ada cinta dan ada benci, kita tertawa dan menangis hingga akhir umurku nanti. Kota pernah terganti, mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saatku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu ku temukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu ku temukan cinta sejati. Terima kasih.
Ku mencintainya tapi tak dicintai. Gerak tubuhnya seolah berkata tak cinta padaku dan tak suka padaku. Aku pun mulai berpikir ku sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Gerak tubuhnya seolah berkata tak cinta padaku dan tak suka padaku. Aku pun mulai berpikir ku sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz.
You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.